Misfit Toys.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or to proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. I've got a hot microphone. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was pretty good. We're coming to you for the first time from the Malton Fest. Yeah! The Malton Fest. Don't accept any substitutions. It's Friday, May 10th, 2019, and we are here at the beautiful Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, California. This is a special, shorter episode of Doug Loves Movies, because everyone here tonight gets to see a little gem called Sing Street. Yes, one of the many films that Leonard Maltin has deemed underrated and is presenting at this festival. Earlier today, Maltin Festers, that doesn't sound right, got to see Please Give with a Q&A with Leonard interviewing. No Q, but lots of A's. Director Nicole Hall of Center. I always have a hard time with that name. And Catherine Keener. And it was super cool. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin here in LA on Tuesday night, and at the Improv in Brea, California on Sunday, May 19th at 4:20. For all my road dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Great job, you guys. If we were at UCB right now, you would all fit in there perfectly. But we're in this big, beautiful theater with super hot microphones. I brought a prize bag. It's tiny, but oh man, does it got some good stuff in it. Got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I think it's a really big one, so that'll fit anybody that wins. And I've also got a wallet caddy. It's like a thing you can hide joints in, but it looks like a stack of credit cards. Yeah, you're welcome. Doug Loves Movies sticker. And as featured out in the lobby at this very theater, we've got the dude from Rockin' Pins is here. Go to rockinpins.com to get your rock and roll and comedian pins and pins from Mike Judge shows like King of the Hill, and here's mine. It's a little Doug Benson pin. And I'm throwing one in the bag, but you can buy some in the lobby if you need more. If the winner needs more pins, they can get more. Let's get my guests up here, because like I said, this is a shorter version of the show, because we've got a movie to watch, but we're gonna have a lot of fun. In the meantime, let's give it up for Amy Miller, Sam Levine, and Leonard Maltin. would like to sit next to me. Fair enough.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
These are hot. Spicy
yeah.
hot.
Yeah, so the mics are crazy hot. Like this festival.
True. And, like this man, Leonard Maltin.
Like the man, Leonard Maltin. Let's hear it for Leonard for having a festival.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm but one. I'm but one of the many people who's worked hard to put
Right. Your wife, Alice, and your daughter, Jessie, are both very much involved. Very hands-on, the whole family.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I was noticing during your interview earlier today with Catherine Keener and Nicole Holofcener that the peas really pop on these mics. You got to really kind of keep them, stay off of them a little bit. Amy put hers all the way on the table. See, did you hear that?
Yes.
You weren't even speaking.
It sounded
and
like
it started
Jurassic
making
Park.
A noise. Yeah, it's very Jurassic Park. Our water's on the table have a little shake to them. But yeah, we'll get through it. You know, this is a big, beautiful theater, and I don't know if you know, Q&As are job one for this place. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with the lady in the middle, the one who's done it all, folks. It's what? Amy Miller.
Thank you. What have I done?
You've done it all. Like, okay. So much. Comedy.
Podcasts.
Comedy.
Like, other podcasts.
Yeah, what, you know, the list of what you haven't done is so short. And I really appreciate you being here at the first annual Maltin Fest.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. Who cares about Mother's Day? She's 90 minutes away from here. I'm going to be here all weekend.
That's true. Your mom's yeah. 90 minutes
I am going to go see her on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I'll be here tomorrow at 1:30 for Citizen Ruth.
Lovely.
Yeah. Wow,
that's going to be
Oh,
huge.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Moms love Citizen Ruth.
All right.
Fair enough. And that, folks, is the man with more nicknames than I have time to say. It's Sam Levine!
Hello! Hey, Doug.
Hey, dude. Are you going to stick around and watch Sing Street tonight?
I plan to, yeah.
Have you seen it before?
You know, I haven't.
You want to sit with me?
Sure.
Dude.
Cool, because I don't have anyone with me.
All right. You are going to... Amy's seen it before, and you are going to love it.
I can't wait.
It's so good.
It's so hard... to oversell this movie, I think.
Okay.
It's so charming.
I know how much you loved it when it came out. You talked about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Rayner is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not stop thinking about how it's Ireland's Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially now that now that I put it in your head, you're not going to stop thinking about it. And once again, everybody, one more round of applause for Mr. Leonard Maltin.
Yay!
There can't be too many. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks for being here.
Dude.
Help us kick this off tonight.
Yeah, we're getting this thing going. You know, it's Friday night in Los Angeles, and, you know, it's I'll say it. It's a little after 7 o'clock, so... it's a tough time for people to move around this city, so I appreciate everybody being here, and we look forward to all of the movies. The idea, Leonard, of this festival is that you want people to just see in a big, beautiful theater movies that just didn't get the attention you feel they deserved.
That's it. They flew under the radar for whatever reason or combination of reasons.
Well, because the radar is probably too high.
Well, there you are.
Like these mics.
A perspective I've never actually embraced before, but now I will. But every year movies, they're good movies that slip through the cracks, and it's always kind of a shame, sometimes a crime almost, because a good movie is a rare bird, and they ought to be celebrated and cherished, and sometimes they just don't make it. Whether it's lack of advertising or promotion, or they don't have the critics behind them. Most of these have had critical success. But
well, just to put a name on it, can we call them crack movies?
I hope not.
What?
Well, because they slip through the cracks.
Yeah, they slip through the cracks.
And then once you actually see them, you want to have it always.
I knew what you meant, Doug.
Yeah,
maybe
I knew what you meant.
Sam got it. But sometimes comedy is too loud.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be anti-crack movies because they slip right through? And they were like,
but then that sounds
later,
like
cracks.
These movies are against crack, and a lot of movies don't have that kind of agenda.
Right.
They're just trying to entertain. They're not right. dragging crack into it.
I don't have that agenda.
One
for
way
sure.
or the other. But yeah, we'll come up with a better way to. I've already suggested you have a nice sign on an easel in the lobby saying, you know, suggest movies. Mm-hmm. I assume for next year.
We hope.
For year two. Mm-hmm. So I already scribbled on there Gremlins 2, the new batch, because because I really would like to see that movie in a big, beautiful theater with an audience, because I did, at the time, I felt like a total outcast for this opinion, but I enjoyed it as much or more than the original Gremlins.
And there are several jokes in that movie that were specifically intended for theater audiences. There's a projectionist joke. Mm. There's stuff like that.
With a whole thing with Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I have not seen, what did they do on home video? Did they?
No, that's the exact same edit that you see in the theater.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah.
Only now meaningless.
Well, to a degree. Yeah. It makes you feel like you're sad that you missed out, that you didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I wish I was around when movies broke all the time and you'd have to wait. I mean, I've had instances where like a movie will break and they'll just go, sorry, and send everybody home. Like you didn't get to see the rest of the movie. And that doesn't happen anymore because you can just look at it on your phone.
Too bad. I might be, isn't that movie playing here soon? Like next week?
Yes.
Gremlins 2. Yeah,
Gremlins 2 is having a screening right here at the Egyptian.
Yeah, I've seen it here with Joe Dante in conversation. And it was great. He was just like, I didn't know Trump was going to be president. He was just an eccentric, ridiculous character that we put in this movie. Sad, kind of. Bummed everybody out here. But come see Gremlins 2.
The new batch. All right, we got to, you know, this is, like I said, a somewhat truncated version of the show, so let's get to Sam with what he's bringing prize bag-wise for tonight.
Okay, well, I have decided to start with a tea leaf 100% soy wax candle that I desperately needed out of my home before my girlfriend lights it and stinks up the joint. No, it's all right. It's all right. It's fine. It smells good in there already.
It smells really good.
I'm sure it does. I took a sniff of that. Not for me. Not for me. I know everyone's favorite, season 2 of The Handmaid's Tale on DVD.
Oh, God.
That show is so fun.
What's that, Mom? You want to watch The Handmaid's Tale, but you don't understand how Hulu works? Here you go. And then, because I imagine, I haven't read it, but I imagine it's so good. It's so good, you're going to want to read it twice. Two copies of Chelsea Handler's new book.
Aww.
Life Will Be the Death of Me. One for you and one for a friend.
What a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Bring two copies of a book you have nothing to do with.
Away. I'll read it.
Okay,
so
one copy
Amy's,
of Chelsea Handler's new
Amy's
book.
Amy's going to take that one.
Yep.
I love her.
There we go.
All right. Great job, Sam.
Thanks so much.
There it is.
The excitement mounts.
Amy, I mean, the prizes are always incredible at the show. People really do win, Leonard. What do you got, Amy?
Okay, so I brought also a book. Well, a copy of some Martin McDonagh plays. One of my favorite playwrights / director of the highly acclaimed Three Billboards that everybody loved. But it's got Beauty Queen of Linane in it, and so I brought some things on the Beauty Queen theme. One, little kit from Mary Kay. My sister sells it. Why? I don't know. She keeps sending me this shit. It's hard to get. It's a pyramid scheme. You can make yourself look really beautiful. Okay, some of my favorite beauty queens. Joyful Noise, starring Dolly Parton and Queen Latifah. DVD of the first season of Judy Tenuta's web series, The World Accordion to Judy. So beautiful. And then when you need that beauty rest, of course, an Amy Miller pillowcase says, I'm sleeping with Amy Miller, and you can put your face on that after you do your Mary Kay beauty regimen. That's everything. Wow. It's not like I'm selling something. I mean, oh, here's a bag.
Yeah, okay.
Nice burlap sack.
I was going to put everything in the pillowcase. But this is a nice bag. Thank you, Amy. And then Leonard, of course, has always got
I left it in the
his latest. Room. Oh.
If one of you, I'm looking up a friend.
Yeah.
If you go into the Spielberg Theater, which we're using as our green room.
Oh, theater dropper.
See my book, Hooked on Hollywood, standing up, rather, against the seat as you open the door. Thank you so much.
Would you like to instead give away a copy of Chelsea Handler's book?
Well, if it comes to that, sure. Yeah.
How often do they show things in this Spielberg Theater?
They do
they only show movies from Netflix?
You know, they actually show movies in 8mm in there.
Oh, okay.
Among other things.
But right now, for your festival, it's the coat room.
That's right.
Yeah.
The secretive.
Oh,
you want some free coats, you know where to go now.
Not mine, I went coatless.
All right, so all of that, including a book that Leonard supposedly wrote and brought.
He did write it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all alleged until I see it, until I get it in front of me. But all of that is going to be won by somebody here tonight. We do have some name tags, right? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. Yay. Save those for a few seconds from now.
We have some loyalists here in the front.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Sam?
Yes, sir.
Quick question before we get to the games.
Yep.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was American Pie.
All right, why?
Are
you know what
that?
Year it is, right? What just happened? Why would you?
I am not at American Pie. I was watching it, Doug, because I was off visiting the troops in Guantanamo Bay Naval Base with my buddy Thomas E. and Nicholas, and we showed it for them. And there was a little bit of a mishap, and the Navy people thought I was also in the film with him.
Well, you are great as Stifler.
Thank you. I told people I was Stifler's younger brother, because he's just in that one scene.
Oh, and he's, is he bearded?
He's not. He's a kid in that scene. The actor's name is Eli Marenthal, but no, nobody knows. So
he's
I got away
kid.
With it.
He's a kid.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
okay. I got away with it.
That, what's his name again?
Eli Marenthal is the actor.
No, the Ian Nicholas.
Thomas Ian Nicholas?
Thomas Ian Nicholas. He was in the movie we watched earlier today here, Please Give.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There it is, Leonard's book, Hook on to Hollywood. It's real.
It's real, and he wrote it.
Not it's a rumor. Legit.
Not a rumor.
Yeah. He's even got a quote from me on the back. This shit's legit. Can't believe you got that on there so quick. But great job with that. What was the last movie you saw, Amy?
The last movie I saw was Little. A little bit late in the game, but it was cute. Yeah, I try to, like, if a stand-up comic is in, like, their first big movie, I try to go. Tone Bell's in that movie. He's great in it.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's very funny, very handsome. It's good. It's, like, a good movie to bring kids to. It's really fun. She, like, was produced by a kid, which is great. That kid from Blackish, she, like, made a movie, and she's going to make more. So, yeah, go support it. It's funny. I don't know. It's Freaky Friday, but black. It's great. What's not great about that?
Wait, it's Freaky Friday? It's not big?
Well, it's both.
Okay.
But it's, you know, don't question me, Sam.
I wasn't sure. I thought they called it Little because it's a take on Big.
Well, it's not exactly because, I don't know. It's not a child trying to fuck an adult lady.
Like Freaky Friday?
I mean, Big is just the story of, like, every comedian I know. It's just about arrested development. I'll put a trampoline in my apartment when I get money. Great. No, it's good. It's, like, a good movie. Okay.
Are you saying you don't like Big?
I do like Big. I have a different lens on it now that I'm a grown woman. But
I see.
Of course, I loved it. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. You were the best friend in Big, weren't you?
Sure was.
Now, Leonard, I happen to know what the last movie you saw was because we just watched it together.
True.
Yeah, but do you want to skip ahead of that one and tell us something else you saw recently?
The Long Shot.
Oh, okay, with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Yep. And I'm not as enthusiastic about it as a lot of other people seem to be.
Too long, right?
Yes.
Way too long.
Too long shot?
It's like 40 minutes too long.
Yeah, it's one of those two-hour jobs where it didn't need to be that long.
Didn't need to have so many, yeah. But, I mean, it has some very funny stuff in it, to be sure. And the most amazing thing is that I bought the romance. I actually, you know, bought into that. They play very well together.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like to sit in the dark and believe that... not so attractive guy who has a sense of humor can get a hot woman. I like to think that that's how life works. I think it's a very optimistic movie.
I like to think the opposite will work someday in cinema.
Because it's funny too, because initially his personality is pretty off-putting, and so it's interesting to watch him win her over. But they're both good actors, and it did seem like they were into each other.
Yeah.
I don't like the reviews that are like, this could never happen. All right, ugly guy, your typewriter.
Who's not funny.
Settle down.
Yeah. Yeah. All you need.
Yeah.
I think his personality was great in the beginning, but also everyone's tone was a little bit weird. Because the first 30 minutes of that movie is like a television pilot. Like everyone's kind of sarcastic-y and quick, and it's like, it doesn't feel like a movie.
That's my biggest complaint is that it's all over the place.
Yeah,
it's a farce,
the tone, yeah.
Then it's not a farce, then it's serious, briefly, then it's a romance, and then it's a contemporary commentary, and then it's a farce again, and then it's a romance again. Enough.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of comedy writers are doing this tone that is like, good for like a Netflix comedy pilot, and then they're making them into movies. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are talking about the fantasy of Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron hooking up, but what about the fantasy of Ice Cube Gooding, Ice Cube's son,
O'Shea Jackson
appearing in the film as a Republican?
Right.
Oh,
that's the part that's kind of hard to buy.
Or a woman trying to be president. I mean, come on.
You guys remember?
Try, Amy. Let's let him try.
You guys remember when Julia Roberts was married to Lyle Lovett, right?
There's so many examples. Yeah.
There's so many examples.
Yeah.
What are people upset about?
I don't think they're upset.
They seem upset.
No, I think there's a bunch of, as Doug said, unfunny, unattractive guys who are like, finally, it's happening. It's been happening since the Honeymooners.
Wow, and he was constantly threatening her.
Yes, he sure was.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, poor Alice. Different Alice. The fictional Alice.
No, he was saying that like he hopes that someday she could get in the space program and go to the moon.
That's exactly right.
He was a feminist.
Yeah, he was always telling her, I wish you could go to the moon because you seem like an adventurous woman. Yeah.
To the presidency, Alice.
You're stuck here in this shitty black and white apartment and I just want more for you. To the moon, Alice.
I like the idea that their apartment was also black and white everywhere.
Oh, it was. It was like a very dreary spot. All right.
With as many shades of gray as could be conceived.
More than 50, right, Leonard?
50's not enough for Leonard.
Touche.
I love a movie reference, even when it's a shitty one. But this is the part of the show where I tell Bert to turn it off because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Some people brought name tags. There's some really good ones, and this guy who scribbled something on a piece of paper. So go ahead and pick who you'd like to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's show is brought to you by Away. Away offers high-quality luggage at a much lower price by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. Choose from 9 colors and 4 sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, both of which are compliant with all major U.S. airlines, the medium, or the large. All suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate, which is lightweight and unrivaled in strength and impact resistance. And the 360-degree spinner wheels guarantee a smooth ride. Best of all, both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge anything that's powered by a USB cord. Wow, that's awesome. And thanks to their lifetime warranty, if anything breaks, Away will fix or replace it. Try it for 100 days, and if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. They sent one to DLMHQ, and we gotta tell you guys, this thing is high quality, super durable, and slick as heck. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/DLM and use the promo code DLM during checkout. That's awaytravel.com/DLM and use promo code DLM for $20 off a suitcase. Back to the show. Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.
We're back, and that was probably the most peaceful name tag selection process I've ever heard. There wasn't a peep out of anybody, and I think you guys got some good ones. Who are you playing on behalf of, Sam?
I'm playing for Moonlight Lala. Oh, no, it's Danielle La La Land. See, I did a joke there where I was talking about La La Land, but I started to say Moonlight.
Yeah.
And I switched it. Because remember when that happened? Anyway, so Danielle La La Land.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'm dancing around it features, in a yellow dress.
You.
Yeah.
And I guess Daniela.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
This is awfully large.
Beautiful. What do you have there, Amy?
I'm playing for Philip, Philip's Big Adventure, and he drew this. It's him as Pee-wee and the nice Doug Loves Movies logo where you look like a little kid. I like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the story of a rebel and his bike.
I'm so glad only we can see that.
Well, it was sticky on the back, so I took advantage of it.
You did, but none of the crowd can see all that nice work.
Am I gonna put it on the screen?
You put it at the front of the table.
Oh, that would have been a good idea, and I hate to say that to you.
No.
But...
It's too late.
I understand.
It's too late.
I understand.
Don't squabble like this during the movie, you guys. What do you got here, Leonard?
I have Steve and Tiffany's Infinite Playlist. Starring Steve Straw and Tiffany Shaw. And
no, it's Straw. They're married.
Yeah.
With the Straws.
Yes, I read it wrong.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, my God, Leonard. That's the final straw. I can't take
that's so cute.
This anymore. And yeah, it's adorable. It's a wedding photo, yes?
Yes.
And Leonard, are you a fan of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
Not terribly.
I didn't think so. You just like the overall aesthetic of this?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Where's Tiffany?
She's at home, you know, making playlists.
Doing homework.
Yeah, infinite. I mean, takes up all of her time. So that's who's being played on behalf of, and I've come up with a few games that we have approximately 13 minutes to play. So these are all going to be speed rounds.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun, starting with... Doug loves musicals. Yeah, I'll name the songs from a movie musical, and the first of you to guess, you can guess as often as you like.
Can I pre-guess?
The guess wins. I will take a pre-guess.
Sing Street.
That is correct. Next game.
God damn it, Sam.
This next game
I didn't know there was pre-guessing. So unfair. I was ready. I was already ready. And we never pre-guessed before. That's new.
Sam is also the one who can do negative number guesses.
Yeah, he does negative names. And
I'm not sitting with you anymore.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit with Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say, go now to find you up, girls, brown shoes.
Right.
That beautiful sea. Yeah, you don't know
any of those. I don't know any of those.
You haven't seen the film.
Nope.
And Drive It Like You Stole It.
Oh, now I know.
That's the one. That would have given it away for you, right, Leonard? Yeah. Was that a memorable song for you? I mean, you know, watching the movie, you don't know what the songs are called.
No.
But, you know, some of these, they do repeat those words a few times. But Sam did it. He pre-guessed and won, so that's historical.
Sorry?
Now we're going to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? We're going to start with Sam, we'll go to Amy, and then to Leonard, and I'm going to just say a tagline from a motion picture.
Got it.
You tell me what you think it is. If you get it right, you get a point, and there will be a theme.
Got it.
Sam, what movie has the tagline? this is weird.
Can I pre-guess?
Yes.
Sing Street.
No.
Good try.
Thank you.
A monster of creation's dawn breaks loose in our world today.
Oh, boy. I wish I know what it is, too. Hey, Len, real quick, sidebar.
No, you can't talk to Len.
The beast. From
you also can't call him Len.
It's true.
It's Leonard.
It is. Well, I was being real casual because we were sidebarring. I would rather Leonard have the point.
Well, hey, I'm in the middle of you two.
It's true, but I don't think you know the name of it either. Leonard, I think it's the name
Stop talking to Leonard.
All right.
Leave him alone. He's trying to run a festival here.
Fair enough. It's Godzilla versus Mothra, which is wrong.
No.
I know.
The Beast from 20,000 Fathom?
It's not your turn, Leonard. Never seen you be so rude to a lady before. Amy? Don't say what he just said. That would be funny, but it's the wrong answer.
All I want is to be funny. What are you saying? I'm not here to win the games.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Then I will say Harry and the Hendersons.
No. Leonard?
Is it the Beast from 20,000?
No, I would have told you if it was. I would have been honest.
Oh. So it's Does Sam get another guess?
No, I don't. It's the movie you're showing on Sunday.
No, it
isn't. No? Oh, good. Then I'm glad I couldn't remember the title. Yeah.
But I'll tell. It's not Bela Lugosi meets Godzilla. Wait, what's that movie called?
Bela Lugosi Meets a Brooklyn Gorilla.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is I thought it was.
Grand finale screening on Sunday night.
I wish I could see that, but it's on Mother's Day, and I have to be as far away from my mother as possible. And she's going to be here. This movie, A Monster of Creation's Dawn Breaks Loose in Our World Today, that was the tagline for the original King Kong.
Oh.
No, I wasn't far off.
No, you did great.
Thank you.
Sam?
Yeah.
Start us off.
Oh.
See the cannibals, the earthquake, the sea serpent.
Wow.
The fighting monsters of ages past.
This is one of my favorites, of course.
What's it called?
Dunstan Checks In.
Amy?
I mean, I don't even have a guess. Should I have a guess?
Mm-hmm. Leonard?
King Kong?
No. It was Son of Kong.
So bad.
Sam, you ready?
Yes.
You feeling a theme now?
I think so.
Okay. The most exciting original motion picture event of all time.
King Kong Lives?
No. Oh. Amy?
Godzilla?
No. Leonard?
Mighty Joe Young?
No. King Kong from 1976?
Sam.
Yep.
A movie with a lot of balls.
King Kong Lips?
No. Amy.
Dodgeball?
No. Leonard. Oh.
Is it that ping pong comedy?
Nope.
Oh, ping pong. That's very smart, Leonard.
Yeah, he didn't want to say out loud balls of fury.
That's it.
But no, this was the tagline for a movie called Kingpin.
Oh.
Sam, it's no laughing matter.
The king of comedy.
That is correct.
Oh.
Wow.
So good.
Amy, where you are the endangered species.
Jurassic Park?
We got audience O. No, Leonard.
The Most Dangerous Game?
No, Sam.
King Kong 2005.
No.
Oh.
Congo.
Oh my God, that's what I was going to say. I hate you.
All right, so Sam won that game. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you.
We got one more game and 6 minutes to play it.
Oh boy.
And I know just what to do. We're going to play Last Man Stanton. This, of course, is the game where normally I go to the audience and get a name of an actor or actress, and we take turns naming movies that they've been in. But tonight, I'm going to name two actors because we're doing Last Mash Stanton. It's two actors whose names blend well together. I'm going to tell you their names, and then we're going to start with Sam. Okay. We'll switch the order around. We'll go to Leonard and then Amy. And I am going to tell you that there are three movie titles I've written down for one of the names, mm-hmm. and five for the other.
Oh boy.
So to stay in the game, you have to match me. Yeah, we gotta get this shit over with.
Okay, man.
It's gonna be fast.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be exciting. The name is Fred Gwynne F. Paltrow.
Oh, okay.
The films of Fred Gwynne or Gwyneth Paltrow.
So if I say a movie from one of these actors that's not on your list, am I out?
You're out.
Oh.
So you gotta look at me.
Uh-huh.
And think, what would Doug write down?
My cousin Vinny.
What Fred? That is correct. Leonard, any film with Fred Gwynne or Gwyneth Paltrow that I wrote down?
My cousin Vinny.
That is correct. Wait a second, you tricked me, Leonard. Gotta be a different one now.
No, it's the most prominent movie role he had later.
It was good. He was great in it, but give me another one. And it could be a Gwyneth Paltrow one. Don't help him.
No helping.
Shakespeare in Love.
I wrote that down. I love this format for a game show. The host is looking down going, I wrote that down. Sam? Oh, sorry, Amy. I was just trying to keep you in the game, Amy.
Sliding Doors. What? You didn't write that down? Why? It's so good.
It is.
I'm totally blank.
It's all right.
Philip?
We got to wrap this up.
I can't
anyway.
Go to my person.
No lifelines, nothing.
Oh.
This is intense.
Well, this has been really great.
We got to keep on a tight schedule. I got to go out and do something before Sing Street starts.
You do? Oh, we're going to get a drink. Me either.
No. All right, Sam, we're back to you.
Trying to get inside your head here, Doug.
It's not a great place.
No. I'm going to say Contagion.
God damn you, Sam. You did it.
How did you know that?
Leonard, we got the great Fred Gwynne.
Monster Go Home.
We got the Gwyneth Paltrow. The feature film based on the Munsters TV show?
Yeah.
Munsters Go Home. I like that. Hang on a second. Oh shit, it is on here.
Did you find Sliding Doors when you were looking at the poster to the bottom
of
your page?
Nope, still not there. Still not there. When you hear what is there, you're going to be like, oh, I get it. I get why you didn't put sliding doors. Do you want to do one more, Sam, just to
sure
put the dagger deeply into the wound?
Duets?
No. No. The other Gwyneth Paltrows I had were Bounce, Iron Man, and Emma. And for Fred Gwynne, I had the Cotton Club. Remember him and Bob Hoskins together?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. They're so good together in that. Let's watch it next year.
All right.
And then Pet Sematary.
Of course.
Yeah, Fred Gwynne was great in that. So that means that Sam is our winner.
Oh, I thought winner.
And you won for who?
I won for Danielle Land.
Danielle Land. Come get your prizes, Danielle Land. Congratulations. And Sam, what do you got to plug?
You can see me on DC Universe, DC Daily, every week on the DC Universe platform. And I don't know, I'm on a Netflix show called No Good Nick, but my episodes won't drop till later this year. So I don't know, keep an eye out. Watch the first 10. They're fun.
Yeah, No Good Nick with Sean Astin
and Melissa Joan Hart, yeah.
Yeah, looks
it's
great.
Super fun.
Yeah, I'm into it. All right, cool. Amy?
I have a lot of comedy dates coming up. I'm going to be in Austin at the Velveeta Room. I'm going to be in Tucson, Bisbee, Flagstaff, and Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
Just covering all of Arizona. And yeah, just go to my website, amymillercomedy.com. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You're like, what's his name?
Doug Stanhope?
No, Bradley Cooper. Like Bradley Cooper in Star is Born. Where are you going?
Arizona.
Anywhere specific?
Common.
Don't worry about it.
And then Leonard Maltin, of course, the latest book is called...
It's called Hooked on Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And available, as they say, wherever books are sold. Wherever books are sold.
Wherever.
I don't know.
And Maltin Fest...
Hudson News.
Maltin Fest runs all weekend here at the Egyptian. And on Sunday, if you have a festival pass and want to bring your mom, mom gets in for free.
Mom gets in for free on Sunday.
Yeah, great we're discounts for students, too, also.
$25 for the entire weekend for students.
Mm-hmm.
And film students and film teachers.
Oh.
Yeah. That's great.
And we're having a mass author book signing Sunday morning. Two, authors of a great variety of movie books. If you don't have a gift from mom yet, you can get a personally inscribed book.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, moms love personally inscribed Leonard Maltin books.
Are you kidding me? Or books from all the other authors that are going to be on.
I'm just talking about my mom.
It works.
Sam, are you free to come back and defend your title Tuesday at UCB?
Maybe.
Tuesday night at 9:30?
Let's discuss.
We'll discuss it later.
Yes.
If you can't, Amy or Leonard probably can.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean get it together, Sam, and show the fuck up.
All right, sure, I'll be there.
All right, Sam's going to be there Tuesday night. And
I'm going to go anyway. I'll be there.
I'm going to be doing a Doug Loves Movies in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State on May 25th. And I can't tell you how proud and happy I am to be a part of the first ever Maltin Fest.
Yay.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming out. Enjoy Sing Street, and as always, positive energy. Woo. Yes.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host, Matt Belknap, and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies, you get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.
Hi, I'm comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. In between writing books and starring in movies, I do a podcast so popular I named it Obscure. It's my own spin on an audiobook meets book club with comedy. For season two, I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I know you guys like murder podcasts. Well, this is a murder podcast. Join me for Obscure on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.